The Alberta Serious Incident Response Team, ASIRT, has concluded that the use of a police service dog to locate a high-risk offender in Sampson Cree Nation 2 years ago was reasonable and the officer involved didn't commit an offense. The man who was bitten sustained a significant injury to his upper inner right thigh, which required multiple surgeries to repair and close, and spent nearly 2 weeks in hospital. ASIRT Executive Director Michael Ewinson's decision was released on November 28, 2024. While the use of the police service dog did result in the affected person suffering a significant injury, this was an unfortunate and unintended consequence of a lawful use of force, said Ewinson in the report. There is no evidence to support any belief that the officer engaged in any unlawful or unreasonable conduct that would give rise to a criminal offense. On September 11, 2022, at around 9 p.m., a homeowner in Sampson Cree Nation reported to police that there was an unwelcome person at their residence. The person had several outstanding warrants for violent offenses, including robbery with a firearm, and was a person of interest in a recent homicide. He was also believed to be in possession of a shotgun. When a Maskwacis RCMP police officer arrived, they were told the man had left about 15 minutes ago and had headed east but may still be nearby. Because of the man's alleged violent offenses, a police service dog was requested. The RCMP police service dog handler and his canine arrived at about 9:50 p.m., and along with two other officers, began tracking the subject. The handler stated he used a 50-foot line to allow the a greater amount of security and to give the dog room to move. The dog immediately began to track the subject and located him quickly, about 150 meters away. It was dark and the brush was dense, so they didn't immediately spot the suspect. They could hear him speaking but couldn't make out his words. A flashlight was used and the officers moved towards the suspect. The police dog had initiated a bite without a command, and seeing a duffel bag within reach of the subject, the handler waited until the man was handcuffed until he had the dog release its bite on the man's leg. A large hunting knife was later found inside the bag. When the subject was interviewed by ASIRT, he stated he decided to sleep in the brush and woke up to a dog biting him. He stated he immediately sat up saying, I'm here," with his hands up. According to the man, the dog had a grip on his leg for a minute or two before police arrived and handcuffed him. The handler said due to a feeling of anti-police sentiment in the area, the suspect was driven to the Maskwacis RCMP detachment where they were met by EMS and the subject was taken to hospital. After a thorough, independent and objective investigation into the conduct of subject officer, it is my opinion that he was lawfully placed and acting properly in the execution of his duties, Ewinson said.